Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Should I Delete That? I'm Em Clarkson.
I'm Kat Clarkson.
Oh, Kat Clarkson.
Can we start again? I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that. My name's Katia. None of you have permission to call me Kat.
Kitty Kat. Kitty dog, bye.
Oh, damn it.
Not that she's been fed. Now, obviously we put questions out to the group.
I feel like this is an intervention you just haven't told me.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Everybody you love is about to walk through that door.
God, these aren't recording. These phones are made of cake.
That,
I love those videos. I love those videos.
I also love cake. Like, I love cake so much.
You wouldn't get to look at me. I don't care for cake.
No, you don't have a massive... No, that's not true. You do have quite a sweet tooth. But like,
I have
a specifically sweet
tooth.
Yeah.
Cake gives me
willies. I love cake. Like a Victoria sponge with the fondant cheap, like kids' ice cream. Not ice cream, icing, with jam and the cream, and they're like, ah!
Yeah, that's good. A good Victoria sponge is crazy. Chocolate cake, not for me. No, icing's always too rich.
I fucking love icing. I'd take icing over cake if I had gun to my head, choose one. I don't know what scenario someone would have a gun to my... You want the cake or you want the icing? Fucking pick!
It's an easy choice. I'm going for the icing. It's fine. You need to pull the gun out. I'll happily eat
the icing.
I was going to eat it anyway. Pull the gun away.
Chill. Did you guys struggle with comparing yourselves to each other growing up?
Yes.
Yeah. That's such a... it's got to be a sister thing. I think there's something quite good about our age gap. I think it would have been harder if we'd been closer together.
For you, maybe. I had a terrible time. Because you were the perfect age when I was younger. Before I was a teenager, you were like the perfect age for like what I was aspiring to be.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I was a loser. I was feeling insecure at school, hating everyone.
No, you wore a really short skirt and your hair was like really coiffed and you had all these like cool male friends and I was like, oh, one day that'll be me. And then I went a completely different route. Not on purpose, but I did aspire for your level of greatness.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
See, I've always felt the other... I mean, like, I guess when I was 13, I was like, I'm not going to be jealous of an 8-year-old.
Yeah,
although my inner child probably was a bit. I was like, oh, what? She gets to go on the trampoline.
Oh, don't go on the fucking trampoline again.
I did used to get very jealous of all the times you got to go on the trampoline. Oh, no one went on the trampoline but me. But because you were the little one, everyone cared too little.
But you had that look about you where you were very intimidating.
Well, I can't believe that. I was so insecure.
Same.
But no, I think I probably wasn't jealous of you in that way because... you were so much younger.
Yeah.
And then you were young. When I was 18, you were 13. So again, there wouldn't have been a time to be jealous. But actually, no. I found that I've been more jealous of you compared myself to you more since I've got old. Since we've both been adults.
Yeah, no, because now you're like horrifically old and decrepit. You're looking back on me and
being like,
thinking about your like unfulfilled youth.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, look at that smooth forehead.
As if, I was thinking about it today, I need to get Botox so badly. I don't know why I've always had premature aging, specifically on my forehead, but I have, honestly, I have fine lines out the wazoo on my forehead. It's crazy. Just pull this shit back. Not so much, it's on certain days.
It'll be on days when you're thirsty.
I'm always thirsty.
Well then drink, you don't drink enough water. You don't, you don't. How much do you have a day?
I have one of those huge troughs a day, you know, those huge...
what they have for sheep.
Yes. They're like, I fill up...
plums into my
flat. To be fair, just my kitchen sink. My kitchen sink is like industrial size. I just put the plug in, fill it up to the brim, stick my head in, and go to town.
Shock.
And that's me hydrated for the rest of the day. And yet my forehead is still wrinkly.
For real, how much are you drinking in a day?
I'm blanking on the word, but you know those huge
chili bottles.
No, you know those huge, I have that big black bottle that you used to 2. Have.
2.2 litres.
Yes, I drink one of those a day.
Can you know I have 5 litres a day?
Oh, grow up. No one has 5 litres a day.
I have 5 litres a day.
How's your bladder?
Remarkable, considering I've had a baby also, but I have been doing my pelvic floor exercises. Although, since having a baby, good for you.
Do you get those things on TikTok that's like, the woman that's like, okay, follow me to the beat, and you have to like squeeze your fanny
into the beat. This is so good. I've got the LV trainer, so you literally put it up your nun, and it's a game. It's, you remember how you used to play Flappy Birds or Angry Birds or whatever it was on your iPad?
Shut up, was it connect to your iPad?
It connects to your phone, and you've got to like go through like... It's like, I'd hold it
this
up.
This is why we need another meteor. We need another ice age. We've gone too far.
We haven't. It's so good because it's actually, after I had Arlo, my pelvic floor was really, really tight. And then basically I was really, you know, I've always been able to hold my wee for ages.
Yeah.
And I'd be really good until I wasn't. It was like, I could hold on for so long.
You could hold in a wee until you pissed yourself, essentially.
Pretty much.
Okay, fair. That seems to be the way for most people.
Postpartum pelvic floor. No, but it was like my muscle would fatigue. Like I would, where I used to be able to hold for ages.
It's bad for you to hold for ages, isn't
no,
it?
No, I know. But like specifically postpartum, because of like the pressure that like hoisting a kid around on your pelvic floor has for 9 months, and then, you know, having it like ripped out of your abdomen.
Fun.
So great. It's such a miracle. Yeah. And anyway, that took its toll. So it would start to happen. If I would need the loo, then I wouldn't have control. Like, where I always had, like, if Alex made me laugh, or if like it got like just too much, I was like, and I can't control it anymore.
Oh.
That was when I first had Arlo. And now, because I've been doing my pelvic floor exercises, 2 nights ago, I really nearly weed myself because Alex tickled me. But apart from that...
Well, that can't be helped. It's like your body's natural response whenever you're tickled to just evacuate.
And you and I specifically have trauma related to tickling.
Oh, God.
I think about it all the time.
One time, Em was asked to babysit me when she was about 12 or 13, so she's too young.
This wasn't even what I was thinking of. I was thinking about our mum chasing us up the stairs.
Oh, bam, bam, bam. That's really scary. She did that. I told you she did that to me a couple of years ago, and it was like I was immediately 8 years old again, and it was the scariest thing. I kicked her in the face. I was like, fucking get away from me, get away from me.
I'm triggered.
It's really scary being chased up the stairs. Yeah. Someone going like...
Yeah, she used to come up behind us going like, I'm going to get you, like little finger pinches. Like,
oh my God. I'm going to get you.
And it's terrifying. Yeah, the fight though.
Yeah. Em was babysitting me and started tickling me. And we all know that tickling is like a form of torture. It's actually not fun. Just because you're laughing doesn't... No, it genuinely is, Em. Like, it's really painful. You wouldn't know because you've never had it like this. You were tickling me, literally chasing me around the house. I gave you fair warning. I asked you to stop. I begged you to stop.
Yeah, people always say that.
I may have been laughing, but I was crying. I was like, Em, please stop.
It was
please
very
stop.
Confusing.
Running away from you. You were chasing me, and I was like, you know what? This ends now. Stopped running. Just turn around and smacked her square across the face.
Right. Can I pick up the story here? She smacked me so hard across the face, and then the audacity of the little bitch, because she just went... And then she burst into tears.
No,
your fingers over your ears, which you always used to do when you knew you were in trouble.
Yeah.
And you ran upstairs crying.
Because any younger siblings listening will know that the moment that you stand up to your older sibling, slash bully, is the scariest moment in the world, because you know that they are going to beat the shit out of you.
I was not a physical fighter.
I was used to our brother Finn, though, who did used to beat
the
shit out of me.
He was horrible to you. Yeah, he was. He didn't fuck with me.
No. Do you remember the clog? Do you remember that? Finlo, our brother, used to play this game with me. It was really fun, actually. I'd be sitting on the sofa minding my own business. He'd come in and yell, the clog, and then jump on top of me and just beat the shit out of me. Like, not even, like, tickling or, like, no, he beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, he was awful. He wasn't kind to you.
Good character building, though.
Yeah. Now, looking at you, that's probably why I was so jealous of you when we were grown-ups, because you were, like...
Because of the immense psychological trauma that I endured.
You were hardy.
Hardy.
You really cracked up.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, a real can-do attitude about you. I couldn't relate. But I think that's because I was the top of the pile. No one, you were the only person that ever...
laid a hand on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I regretted it immensely.
Well, as you should. But you put your hands over your ears, which is always such a telltale when you, like, you know Kat had done something wrong because she'd walk into the room with her hands over her ears.
Not when I was sort of like a very strange, like, 15-year-old coming in like, I've done nothing wrong, nothing's wrong, everything's fine. That's
odd. Do you remember when we got the new bench at home? Oh. A really heavy bench.
Yes.
And we got home and our dad was like, hey, it's the heaviest bench, no one can lift it.
Me was like, fucking stand aside.
And she came in with her little trackies and her little builder's pole. And she tried really hard to lift it. And the effort forced out a little fart. And you were so embarrassed.
I was so embarrassed. I stormed off. And I stormed off, but I still wanted everyone to apologise to me, so I didn't run up to my room, I just sat on the stairs so everyone could come by and apologise, and no one did. It was rough. I think that was one of my earliest memories, actually.
That was really funny.
Humiliation really stays with you.
But you were such a hoot.
Oh, I know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Would you like to talk about us, or would you like to give people advice? Because that's what people ask me.
I'd like a bit of both.
Okay, good. Well, did you ever fight as kids with one of them there? I feel like we've
No!
I don't think we actually did really fight though, can I just say?
No.
We have an amazing ability now as adults to have the most spectacular fights.
Yeah.
And it's like our poor mum, because we'll have like the most like ferocious row, we'll say the worst things,
yeah,
and then within like 2 minutes we're like, anyway,
your go-to thing whenever we get in a fight is straight away, you don't have friends. Every time, like, for God's sake, get a new one. Try something new. You've got no friends, right?
You do have friends, that's why I can say it.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, okay. Somebody's asked what we think about Ozempic. What do you think about Ozempic?
Part of me is like, do whatever you want, don't care. But also, I think, considering it's only available for certain people of a financial status, I think it's not really fair that only like sort of like the rich and famous are doing it. It's also just creating unachievable standards for people.
Yeah, it is. And it's creating a shortage of genuine medication.
For people who need it.
Because
I take a medication that's quite similar to Ozempic. But it's like, it's so silly that it's something that I need. And if people were just like, oh, well, I'm going to take this because I want to lose a few pounds.
Yeah.
Like, no,
I remember thinking that when I had my jaw broken. And like, so many, and it would be like so many jokes, but people would be like, so jealous, like, I'd love to have my jaw broken, like, then I'd be so thin. And people said it all the time, like, oh, nil by mouth, lucky you. And it was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I found it so, and I found that really, like, I was like, ha ha ha, I hate this.
It's very warped. It's odd. I mean, people should be able to do what they want to do, and some people genuinely can't, like, aren't naturally going to lose weight by doing the same thing that everyone else does. So that's fair enough, but I don't know. I think we need to stop promoting skinny as good anyway. Not that skinny's bad, but...
Yeah, but it's like the only
Let's have some versatility.
But isn't it mad that it's come back around again? Because it was like...
Very quickly as well.
So quickly. And yeah, it's literally like the Kardashians got thin, so we're all thin again.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Fuck's sake, girls!
Ladies!
Ladies, you're really letting us down!
Pull your shit together!
God damn it. Yeah, no, very disappointing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. But, I mean, let's not all just fold to trends, because trends are ruining the world, so...
Whoa. What? Whoa. It's a claim. I love trends. There's so many trends I love. I love my Stanley Cup. I love baggy jeans. I love...
But that's things that I love you lattes. Love. That's things that you love and you genuinely enjoy that you're exposed to through trend culture. But I think
you look like a mob wife today.
I don't.
You see hair.
I just have curly hair.
Mob wife.
That can't be helped. I think trends are quite harmful. Maybe not when you're older, but when you're a teenager and you're not following the right trends and you're not looking like everyone else and you don't have the same products that everyone that's trending at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a huge waste of money, energy, and leads to bullying, belittling. It's just... I'm not a big fan of trends.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough as well. And also, that I actually didn't like check my own privilege within that, because it's like, yeah, I can't afford to follow a trend, but actually it does set.
No, I don't mean it like that.
No, but I hear, because I actually, you're right, and I hadn't really considered it. And it was interesting talking to Elsa, who's this like little 11-year-old friend that we have.
That sounds weird.
She's like a niece.
She's like family. Yeah. She's like family.
And she was saying, because me and Georgie were there at the weekend, and we were all together for Mother's Day, and George had been at a Sol de Janeiro event, we were talking about it, and Elsa was like, "Oh my god, like that's so cool!" Like, and she was mad about Sol de Janeiro. I was like, "How have you even heard of that?" And then she's like, "Everybody has it." I know, she's like, "Everybody has it. Everybody has it." There's a box there on the floor of products from there. Take one with you. Oh. Amazing moisturizer and spray. And I was like, "Oh, I've got one in my handbag because I've worked with them." So I gave it to Elsa, and she was like, lost her mind over it. She was like, "Oh my god, like this is so cool!" And it was like, how have we got to a point where you can, like, love Sol de Janeiro, please work with me again, but also they're a moisturiser at the end of the day, and they've created this like cult fandom in tweens, which I find quite odd. Like, same with, but then I said, I was like, what other brands are in this category else? And I was like, it's Drunk Elephant in there, and she's like, no, they're for 40-year-olds. And Georgie was like, I love Drunk Elephant.
Also, I mean, like, I can't contend with an 11-year-old who's like clearly got a finger on the pulse of society much more than I do, but I know a lot of people who are fairly young
who are not 40.
Yeah, not 40. Well, to be fair, I think she thinks we're 40.
I think she thinks I've been 40 for a really long time, and I don't think I've helped my case by having a kid.
No,
like, I think I've really thrown her.
Yeah, that you jumped from like a cool 20-year-old to a decrepit, old,
and put me out of pasture.
Exactly. Yeah,
leave her with a troll.
Smack me on the bum, send me out to pasture.
Exactly, that. Oh, do you remember when I got engaged and I asked Elsa to be a flower girl at the wedding, and she came over the next morning and she was so excited because no one told her that weddings don't just happen
the next day.
The next day.
Oh, bless her.
Isn't that crushing? Just that's like seven so or eight.
I'm ready.
She was ready. She's so sweet.
Not a big fan of trends.
Yeah, no, that actually makes total sense. Yeah. Were we always close, or did we become closer as adults?
Always been close.
Yeah, I think we've always been close. I just think we didn't have that much in common.
No.
Because of the age gap.
No, also, we're just quite different. I mean, I think we sound different. We have a lot of the same sort of, like, idiosyncrasies and mannerisms, but we do have quite a few different interests.
Yeah, we're really similar in some ways, but then massively, like, so different. Like, polar on pretty much... I mean, not... Actually, polar makes it sound like politically we differ, which is probably the area that we're most similar. But, like...
What, just... Morally left. Good people. Yeah. You mean just correct.
You mean morally superior.
Yeah.
Weird. But Kat's interest in... you can sit and watch a film and, like, and then watch it again and again and absorb it. I cannot even get through one film.
No, but that's just ADHD.
No, I know. But it does make us different.
It does. You know, we do... We have different interests. We have different ways of expressing ourselves. We have different... fashion, different, funnily enough, we're two complete individuals, but we still get along.
Yeah, I think it probably helps us get along more as well. But also, you do have that thing as sisters where you can be so mean to each other and then be so fine. I think the main thing as well is, like, I always think that, like, oh, it's because we're sisters that we have this, like, fight thing. But I actually also think it's because you're a Sagittarius.
Like, I think all of this person, that is part of your personality that I'm like, oh, she's the worst.
Okay. Whoa. Fucking hell.
It's just because...
You're the worst, but it's fine because it's not you. It's just star sign.
No, you're not the worst of the best.
Star signs are just a guide for you to tell me that you don't like my personality. No,
I love you. One of my best friends, Lucky, is also a Sagittarius. Yeah. And when the two of them get together, they are so fucking mean to me. When you two arrived,
you're a Cancer and you'll cry.
See, when you arrived, my hen
to makes the girl cry. It makes me laugh.
When you guys got out of the car at my hen, and I saw that you'd driven down together, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, they're going to give me both barrels. And sure enough, just like, no, it was like a drive-by shooting. I was like, oh god, my self-esteem, because you both love feeling smart.
Yeah. Well, God, is there anything better in this world than feeling smart?
I don't need to feel smart. Which is just as well, because that's true.
No. You're like, it's better to be loved than feared, and I'm like, it's better to be feared than loved.
Oh, shit. That's why I'm so jealous of you. That's what I compare myself. I would love that attitude. I simply don't have it. I don't want to be feared. I want to be adored.
I want everyone to look at me and think I'm mysterious, funny, and intelligent.
They do.
No.
And beautiful.
No, that's less of a concern.
That's going good for you, though.
It would be lovely.
Adore me. No, I just want to be. I just want to be liked. I just want to be a nice person. That's genuinely start and finish.
That's so nice. Well, I'd like to be a nice person. I don't want to be a bitch.
No, you're not, though.
Thank you.
But like, yeah, I guess that's my like. I don't know. It's funny though, isn't it? That like, and I think this is really interesting because you can be brought up in the same environment and have the same genetics and then just be completely different. But that's a testament to the whole world being different. And this is something that I've learned so much as I've got older, is the expectations that you put on other people.
Mm.
You need to not do that. Like, don't hold other people to your standards, because your priorities and your life and your vision for what a good person is completely different to everybody else's.
I always think that it's important, especially with friends, to understand the kind of person that they are. Don't expect your personal standards from them.
Yeah.
You just need to understand your friends, you need to understand the people that you love so that you can never be disappointed.
Yeah, meet them where they're at.
Yeah.
I remember my mum used to say that to us all the time. She'd just be like, manage your expectations. And I'd be like, but this is just such a sad way to live.
Not the most inspirational words from a parent. Kids, manage your expectations. Because you're not very pretty and you're not very bright. You've seen Cinderella story?
Are you kidding? Have I ever seen the Cinderella story?
I love that film so much.
Jennifer Coolidge is in,
Jesus,
I've watched. I won't watch much, but I will watch her.
Hi.
Just keep going, because it just brings me so
I'm
much
I'm taking joy. The dog. Dumbass.
Dumbass. That is such a good line. Like, take your Casablanca.
Throw it away.
Take your Die Hard. It's got nothing on that.
No. Anything Jennifer Coolidge says. These gays, they're trying to kill me. That wasn't so good, but... They're trying to murder me. That's it. I love her.
So good.
I love her.
That's another thing I'm jealous of you for.
Ariana Grande can do a really good impression of Jennifer Coolidge.
Can she? People don't like Ariana Grande at the moment.
I'm not a big fan of her. I'm not a big fan of her music. I don't know much about her personality, but all I've been seeing about her at the moment is her being a homewrecker, so...
I know, but then I always think, well, we saved that word for women. What about the man? Well, he's wrecked his home.
He's also a home wrecker. But I feel as if when someone infiltrates a relationship and steals one of them, they're the home wrecker.
No, I disagree, because I think that's quite gendered wording, and I think we always do that. And I've always felt that. I think we always do that to the woman. We always blame...
Well, he's a prick as well. I really don't like him.
I think you know who he is.
No,
but...
she's done certain things... like everything surrounding the concert in Manchester, she handled that brilliantly, and I thought she was amazing during that. So for that, I'll always hold her and like, I'll always have respect for her for
too.
That. I don't know a damn thing about this little weasel, so I think he is a foul word I don't want to say here, but I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but I just think like that's because I keep saying that it's like she's a homewrecker, and I get it, like she's done a bad thing, but I think we'll use that as a means of like completely. Discrediting and like annihilating a woman and her reputation, because that is the most valuable thing a woman has, is a reputation, and it's so easy to completely corrupt it, and we'll hold this against her for doing something bad. But what he's doing, I didn't even know his name,
but it's like not our business, is it?
And exactly, but men have affairs all the time with these calculating women who are like infiltrating this and wrecking homes, and like, but it's always the woman that's like completely trashed.
Yeah, it's
for
true
it.
The reason why I think she's known as the homewrecker is because she's the famous one and he's not.
Yeah, there's more to it in this specific case.
Instance. I agree with you.
I'm like, I'm not going to cancel her, in quotation marks, for having an affair, because for men just do that. Someone said, does Kat mind if we follow her? She seems so cool.
Oh, please do.
Love that.
Because I've got all of my Instagram followers from someone else in my life. All of them, I think, have been wildly disappointed that I'm not posting about cars 24/7. Also lost a fair few followers since I've got a boyfriend, which is...
Oh, that's nice. Oh, you were in demand.
Yeah, and now I've just been tossed aside. So please do follow me, because it'd be nice to have some friends. Well, I was going to say, like, nice, normal people following me.
Yeah, I love our podcast listeners. They're genuinely the nicest people in the whole wide world. Oh, someone said, they're asking me here, do I have any tattoos, but I want more. Oh. Yes, I've got one. Yes, I want more. Kat's got
three.
Yeah. She got one before me, and I thought I was so fucking jealous of how brave you were, because I got mine on my 27th birthday and I sobbed the morning after because I had to ring our mum and tell her.
The same thing.
Because when we grew up, she said she wouldn't love us anymore if we got tattoos.
To be fair, she didn't handle it particularly well when I told her I got mine. I've honestly never seen her so upset about something.
Well, it was good for me because I watched her continue to love you, and I thought, that's okay. If she can keep loving Kat, she can keep loving me.
And she's way worse than I am.
Yeah, she's got way more than me.
Yeah.
And when I rung and I told her, she laughed. When I told her that I got
fuck me. Fuck me.
I was only 27. I was getting married within a couple of months.
She fucking ousted me for 2 days. She wouldn't answer my phone calls or respond to my texts.
I know, so you had to pave the way. But I had to do it with the piercings, because she was so angry at me when I got the piercings, and then when you got them, she didn't even notice.
Fair enough.
So you had to take that one.
Well, I think the thing here is she just doesn't care about me as much as she cares about you.
Not true. To ignore you for your calls for 2 days. I just don't think she cares about this tattoo. But also now, it's like my next one. I've been waiting to stop breastfeeding before I got it. But me and Alex are getting matching ones of Arlo when I was in labour with I was going to copy it now. Oh, and actually, no, fuck it. You copy it. You guys go for it. When I was in labour, we have a thing of Arlo's heartbeat.
Oh, that's adorable.
So we're going to get that together. She can't be annoyed with me for that.
No,
getting my daughter's heartbeat.
Well, this is the thing.
She'll probably want it too.
If anyone out there is thinking about getting a tattoo but is worried about what a parent will think. I got my mum's initial tattooed on me in her handwriting, which I wanted anyway. I'm not just doing it, so she'll be okay with me getting tattoos. I've always wanted it. So that is...
It's really nice.
It's a cute little tattoo.
Yeah. And I think if I get Arlo's heartbeat, she'll want it too. I can almost guarantee it.
I'd love it if she got a tattoo.
Well, she I remember her being so angry at me for getting all those piercings, and then... when I came home from school and she had her second piercing.
Yeah, she's like, a little second piercing.
She's like, I always had this one. And then she's gone for more in recent years. She's asked me if I took her for a piercing not that long ago. I know. Okay, I'm just going to barrel through some questions.
Yeah, barrel through. Let's do a speed round.
Well, when's the live show coming? Do you know? I know.
The live show?
Our live show. I'm going to say a word beginning in T, next letter O.
Tomorrow.
Next letter U. Oh. Final letter R. I'm not saying anything. I'm just suggesting that something might be on the cards.
Ooh.
Watch this space. Oh, someone's asked, how do I class my friends as best friends? Because I refer to them a lot.
What do you mean?
I've got loads of best friends.
Oh, yeah, but that's nice. I think they're your bestest of your best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all my close friends are my best friends.
No, you can't have favourites. That's just rude.
Yeah, so I've just got, I don't know. I just love people. Loads. And I love my people. Like, and I can name them, like, my best friends. And I think no one would feel left out.
No.
So it's about right. It's just like, my closest girlies.
Your girls.
My gals.
Yeah.
You're one of my gals.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Am I?
Yeah, of course you are.
That's nice.
Worrying that you found that surprising. Anyway, next question.
Okay. Has our sister relationship changed over time?
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, just because we're...
Do you think we're friends now?
Yes.
Yeah, like friends first or sisters first?
I think we'll always be sisters first, but we're friends. I'd say they're fairly neck and neck, but I think you can't really compare the two.
Yeah, that's probably true. Do you think... This is a random one, but do you think it's better to raise kids in the country or city based on your experience?
I think do whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
I think some people are more comfortable in the city and they'll create a very comfortable life for their child. Some people are very comfortable in the countryside and will create a very comfortable life for their child.
Balanced.
It's whatever works for you.
For me, I thought I might want to leave London by the time I had kids, and now I've had kids, I'm like, absolutely fucking
no, God, I can't.
Like, I can't.
No, because this is where it's at.
This is happening. Okay, I'm actually going to end it now because I've just seen how long we've been doing this for. But can I just, before I do, what's your favourite funny memory that we have together?
Oh, goodness. Oh, God. I'm not very good at pulling, I know, like, conjuring memories. Oh, God. I've got something in my mind. I've just got this vision of you, like, crying, laughing.
Do you remember when I broke my, when my jaw was broken and my soup that I had, I was drinking soup out of a pouch and it fell out the bottom and it looked like I'd shat myself. And then I walked back in.
You were in like full grey tracksuit.
Yeah, and I took the trackies off and I walked back in without the trousers on. And I think Mum was annoyed with you for laughing.
Yeah, she was.
She made you leave the room. She was like, leave her alone. Stop laughing at her. But it's because it was making me bleed, because I was laughing so hard my nose kept bleeding.
Worth it.
And she made you leave.
That's it. Yeah, that was a good one. Cute. That was funny. I, for some reason, remember us laughing really hard one time when we watched an episode of Torchwood and that guy went upside down and vomited beer, like projectile vomited beer, and you and me like pissed ourselves
laughing at Torchwood.
Yeah, me too. Great.
That was nice
show.
That we had that in common.
Yeah, I think it was about the only TV show that you and I, just you and me, watched.
Yeah.
Also, when our mum fell over in the street after she like begged us to get a taxi and she's wearing these little high heels and she fell over feet first, longest fall ever.
That was when I realised there was something like really wrong with us. No. Like me and you and Finn, because our cousins were there as well and Mum ate shit. Like she went
also
down.
Grabbed onto a baby's pram for stability.
The mother was obviously like, get off! Fair enough. Which only exacerbated the fall and prolonged it. So when she hit the deck, me, Finn and Kat laughed so much.
Oh, it's because she turned around and went, I told you I wanted to get a taxi.
Fair enough. But we three, Kings of Oriental, we three laughed. Like, before we even checked she was okay, we laughed. Whereas our cousins were like, oh my God, are you okay? Like,
you watch a woman in her 60s fall over. You've got to ask.
Something wrong with us. We didn't.
Well, we know she's very resilient. She'll be fine.
She is hard. She does go down a lot, though.
She's like a baby.
She's got that big bruised chin because she fell over the other day.
God, I love that woman so much. Wee woman. She's so adorable.
Katy has got her saved on her phone as birth giver.
She gave birth to me.
Isn't that remarkable? She's so little and she's given birth to all of us.
How the fuck did she?
She's 5'1". Finlow's massive.
Yeah.
Like, I see them next to each other. I'm like, you could fold her up and put her in his body. And I don't think no one would really notice.
No.
Right. Okay. I love you. Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
No worries. And Kat's going to start a booming TikTok career. So go get her now so that you can say you caught her on the way up.
Yeah. I'm an investment.
Nice. Okay. Love you. See you next week, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.